This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The European Medicines Agency recommended the bloc approve the AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine for use on all adults, in contrast to member state Germany, whose vaccines advisory panel advised against its use among those older than 65 due to a lack of data. The vaccine was developed in conjunction with researchers at the University of Oxford. Friday, the Anglo-Swedish pharmaceutical giant welcomed the European Union regulators' approval of its vaccine, although the two groups remain locked in a dispute over its supply. The company's CEO told a news briefing Friday glitches and delays in the manufacturing of coronavirus vaccines are inevitable, given the speed at which they've been developed. He would not comment on the dispute over supplies. Johnson & Johnson said Friday its single-dose vaccine was 66% effective in preventing COVID-19 in a large trial against multiple variants across three continents. In the trial of nearly 44,000 volunteers, the level of protection against moderate and severe COVID-19 varied from 72% in the United States to 66% in Latin America. Kenya said Friday it plans to offer COVID-19 vaccine shots free of charge to its citizens, a health ministry official told Reuters. The official said the East African country will pay $7.70 per shot of the vaccines as negotiated under the COVAX facility. Mozambique's president said Friday Southern Africa's hospitals were being badly strained by a second coronavirus wave driven in part by a new variant that emerged in the region last year. Speaking as chairperson of the Southern African Development Community, he said the region was, quote, deep into the second wave of the pandemic, end quote, and urged members to step up efforts to curb